With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Ohio is the only state to consider a statewide abortion rights question this year. Donna Warder has more.
Voters today are deciding whether to pass a constitutional amendment guaranteeing a woman's right to abortion and other forms of reproductive health care, including fertility treatments. Advocates on both sides of the issue are watching the outcome for signs of voter sentiment heading into 2024. In Ohio, voter approval of the constitutional amendment known as Issue 1 would undo a 2019 state law passed by Republicans that bans most abortions at around 6 weeks into pregnancy, with no exceptions for rape and incest. That law is currently on hold because of court challenges. I'm Donna Warder.
Also at SRNnews.com, a senior advisor to President Biden, Amos Hochstein, says calm must be maintained on Israel and Lebanon's shared border.
Restoring calm along the southern border is of utmost importance to the United States, and it should be the highest priority for both Lebanon and Israel.
Well, Hochstein's comments came as the Israeli military and Hezbollah have exchanged fire following what Israel said was the targeting of one of its posts along the Lebanese border. The clashes along the border have intensified since Israel launched the ground incursion into Gaza. A mixture of smoke and fog, known as super fog, has led to accidents involving multiple vehicles and at least one death on Interstate 10 in Louisiana. New Orleans police say a stretch of Interstate 10 is closed today. Stocks are higher as Wall Street continues to absorb the big swings that have shaken financial markets recently. The Dow up 51 points. The NASDAQ adding 146 points. This is SRN News. Britain's state church moves closer to a split.
The indications are becoming increasingly stark. A group of 44 bishops has released a public statement to Church Times urging the Church of England to allow its clergymen to enter into gay marriages. Last month, another group of bishops issued a statement opposing plans by the church to bless same-sex civil unions. Clearly, the leadership of the denomination is of two minds about homosexuality, mirroring the attitudes of the British people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The government of Namibia has rejected a treaty with the European Union for fear that it would require the conservative African nation to embrace abortion and the LGBT agenda. Earlier this year, Namibia passed a bill barring the recognition of gay marriage anywhere in the country. In fact, several African countries are casting doubt on the EU treaty because of the issues of abortion and sexuality. This is SRN News. A guilty verdict in a sea tragedy.
A federal jury has found a scuba dive boat captain was criminally negligent in the deaths of 34 people killed in a fire aboard the vessel in 2019, the deadliest maritime disaster in recent U.S. history. Jerry Boylan was found guilty of one count of misconduct or neglect of a ship's officer. That's a pre-Civil War statute colloquially known as seaman's manslaughter that was designed to hold steamboat captains and crew responsible for maritime disasters. Boylan was the only person to face criminal charges connected to the fire. He could get 10 years behind bars. Keith Peters reporting.
Nearly 1 million chickens on a Minnesota egg farm will be slaughtered to help limit the spread of the highly contagious bird flu. That virus was found at the farm in Wright County, Minnesota. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.